This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Neva Wartell. Representative John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, voted to loosen environmental regulations for pipelines this week, but voted against most Republicans on a measure that would lessen ozone regulations. On July 19th, Faso voted for the Promoting Interagency Coordination for Review of Natural Gas Pipelines Act with 234 other Republicans on a measure that passed 248-179. The day before, he was one of 11 Republicans voting against the Ozone Standards Implementation Act of 2017, which passed 229-199. Rick Carlin reports in Capital Confidential that around 300 New York towns, villages, and school districts have taxed local solar farms. The solar industry is not happy about that. Quote, no one would go there, end quote, said Dennis Fair, business development director at EnterSolar, of the communities that want to tax the farms. Locally, EnterSolar and Stewart Stores built solar farms in Half Moon. New York State gives a property tax exemption for solar farms, which create pollution-free energy, but communities can opt out of the exemption. Cornell University is currently suing the town of Seneca because of taxes on a university-funded solar farm built there. Read the full story in Capital Confidential. The Albany County Legislature holds public hearings July 25th for the Albany County Capital Program for 2018 to 2022 and three proposed local laws. The Capital Program is a long-term budget plan for the county. The three laws would ensure that any military veteran discharged for their lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender status under Don't Ask, Don't Tell law would receive full benefits from Albany County, a 1% increase in the local hotel tax, and a repeal of Local Law 9 for 2009 that created a wireless surcharge. The public hearings are at 7:15 p.m. July 25th in the legislative chambers of the Albany County Courthouse. And the Daily Freeman reports that beginning August 19th, phone callers will have to dial 10 digits in the 518 area code as the new 838 area code goes into effect. New phone hookups get the 838 extension, but everyone has to dial 518 or 838 to make local calls. Current phone numbers do not change, and anyone with an emergency can still dial just three digits, 911, to reach emergency services. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Neva Wartell, and this has been the WGXC News Update.